You're back with Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's easy and, yes, very necessary to scrutinize transportation in Massachusetts. But today, let us put all that aside for just a moment and instead give a round of applause to the Massachusetts Department of Transportation because MassDOT has reopened all traffic lanes on the Mass Pike. And those lanes had been pinched down to one lane either way for the big Commonwealth Avenue Bridge repair project. MassDOT did it, that is, reopened the Pike lanes, 3 weeks ahead of schedule. Now, mind you, this does not mean that the ComAv construction is over. Work will continue on the bridge until August 14th, and everyone involved says you should still expect some major delays. But earlier today, we went out to the bridge for an update and spoke with Jonathan Gulliver, acting MassDOT Highway Administrator, and I asked him if he feels relieved to have met such a major milestone early on in this complicated construction project.
Very. I mean, whenever you do any sort of construction project, there's a lot of little battles that lead up to the point where you're actually hitting your milestones. And we've been here every single day working with a contractor, identifying opportunities, looking at risks, trying to mitigate those risks. And this is one of those projects where it's a 24/7 job. We have a lot of people looking at it throughout the day and, again, working to make sure that we hit those big milestones. So it's a lot of sleepless nights. We're very relieved to have actually gotten to this point and, in fact, actually, again, delivered a bigger milestone than we expected.
And what allowed you guys to reach this milestone so much early? Because 3 weeks early is huge. It's like 75% faster than you thought.
So, by way of explanation, I think it need the crane, the really big red crane that was so visible to people as they traveled into the city past this job site, that takes about 3 weeks to assemble in the median. So, but that is with when you have a really restrictive area to work in.
Right.
Our original plan was that the steel work was going to all wrap up late in the day yesterday. That would have given us just enough time to move that crane back to the median, get the zipper lane around it, and then over the next 3 weeks, dismantle it in the same way that we brought it in, one truckload at a time. We saw some opportunities based on the headway of the buses, and we allowed the contractor to take one lane up against the bridge demolition that they could stage from and still maintain headway with the buses that were going through. And that was a huge, important change for them. It opened up a lot of different opportunities, including enabling them to get that crane out of here quicker.
But we still are looking at the August 14th timeline for the completion of this entire first phase.
Absolutely. There's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of work ongoing. And throughout the next week, you're going to see all the precast concrete panels being put into place. You're going to see closures pours put into place. There's still a lot of concrete work that needs to be done. And there's still a lot of rail work that needs to be done, too.
Jonathan, if you could remind me, how much does this first phase, what's the cost of it again?
So the overall project is an $82 million project.
For both phases?
For both phases. I'm not sure. Honestly, offhand, I don't know what the split is between the two phases. But we know it's an $82 million project.
Are there incentives for meeting milestones early built into this contract?
So there's both incentives and disincentives. The incentives on this project are actually all next year. There's a lot of heavy disincentives this year. So for them, if they had missed opening the turnpike to three lanes like the original plan, just as an example, it was a $3.9 million disincentive that they would have been hit with.
I see.
So they're highly motivated to not have to hit any disincentives and to meet those milestones.
But this three-week early milestone, is there an incentive for that?
There's no incentive for that,
not
no.
For okay. But
just a huge benefit for commuters.
How many people are at work on this?
So at its peak, there's a little bit more than 200 people that have been on top of this bridge and below the bridge. Because one of the things that you don't necessarily see when you're looking at it from an above bridge view, there's a lot of people that were below working on the bridge as well. So it's a little bit over 200 at the peak.
Are there any lessons from sort of the assembling and disassembling of the crane that allowed the acceleration to happen that could be applied to future MassDOT projects? Or is it so specific to this location?
So I'd say crane work is going to be specific to the project. Each time you bring in a crane for a project, it's going to be dependent on what kind of beams you're lifting, how heavy it is, and what your safety factor is. So it's always going to differ. I think for this project, though, some of the lessons learned that we've had on the first phase, we're definitely going to try to apply to the second phase. And if there's some opportunities to accelerate, especially some of these bigger milestones, we're going to take them.
MassDOT has had a couple of, this one isn't over yet, so we'll see where the chips fall when the project's done. But it seems like you guys have had some successes in terms of project management recently on really high-profile major changes. Of course, the the all-electronic tolling is the other one I'm thinking of. I mean, is there something that's really shifted inside of how MassDOT approaches these projects that's allowing that to happen?
Well, I think really over the last decade, and it's hard to actually point off a kickoff point is when we really started changing our mindset on some of these projects. But I'd say right around the time where we started the Accelerated Bridge Program is that we really rethought the way that we were managing some projects. And I'd say one of the key changes that we put into place in a lot of our different projects was to look at how is the road user being impacted. You know, rather than going in the old style was basically you close a bridge and you have to find your way around it and that's all there is to it. Now we really take a holistic look at what that project impacts are going to be. How can we mitigate those impacts? How can we make those projects go faster? So we really incorporate in what is the overall cost to the road user, not just the cost of the project. And if there's an opportunity, and sometimes it's an incentive or a disincentive that we'll put into a contract to ensure that the road user is returned to service as quickly as possible. But if there's an opportunity to do that we really have to look at those opportunities.
And any last concerns you have for this next week?
So I think the primary concern for everybody was the demolition and then actually lifting the steel up. Now that we're past that point, it's not that the remaining work is easy, but it's much more straightforward. You're just putting down prefabricated concrete panels into places that you know they're already going, because we pre-constructed this bridge back in our rail yard at the staging area initially. So,
you built the whole thing in the rail yard?
They essentially built the whole thing in the rail yard. So all these panels are numbered. They know where they go. It's like putting together a puzzle that somebody has already laid out for you. So they're just picking up the puzzle from one place and putting it in place in another.
In other words, a giant erector set. That was Jonathan Gulliver, acting Massachusetts Highway Administrator, bringing us up to speed on the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge Repair Project. But again, let me remind everybody, Jonathan Gulliver also says it's not done yet. Got another week ahead of us until August 14th, so expect some delays, even though the Mass Pike has been reopened